One of the men suspected of plotting to destroy the World Trade Center has close ties to the man who tried to destroy it in 1993. U.S. officials identify Khalid Sheikh Mohammed as one of the men believed to be behind the September 11th attacks. According to U.S. officials, he is at least an associate and possibly a relative of the man who masterminded the first Trade Center bombing. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The suspect is in his mid-30s. He was born in Kuwait. And U.S. officials identify him as a key figure in the plot, maybe not the only planner, but an important one. This is the first time that U.S. officials have said that they believed Khalid Sheikh Mohammed may have played such a major role. It is not clear what evidence the U.S. has against him, but his past offers a connection between the September attacks and two of the biggest terrorism cases of the preceding decade. In 1993, a group of men bombed the World Trade Center in a failed effort to bring the buildings down. Federal prosecutors believe that a man named Ramzi Youssef masterminded that attack. Afterward, Youssef fled the United States and went to the Philippines. And there, according to federal authorities, he concocted a plan to bomb a dozen airliners over the Pacific Ocean. According to a federal indictment, the man who helped to finance that airline plot was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Before he could carry out his plan, Ramzi Youssef was caught and convicted. Khalid Sheikh remains at large. He was already on a list of most wanted terrorists. Now, investigators say they believe that Ramzi Youssef's financier helped to put together a new scheme, a plan that involved both airliners and the World Trade Center. Officials disclosed this information at about the same time that two congressional committees met to organize their investigation of U.S. anti-terrorism failures. A second day of meetings comes today. In the days leading up to the meetings, senior U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officials were forced to acknowledge that they may have missed clues before September 11. And yesterday, President Bush said they failed to work together.
In terms of whether or not the FBI and the CIA were communicating properly, I think it is clear that they weren't. And that they, now we've addressed that issue, and the CIA and the FBI are now in close communications. There's better sharing of intelligence.
The president also expressed concern that too many congressional investigations might pull intelligence officials away from their top priority, fighting terrorism. But Alabama Senator Richard Shelby says the intelligence investigation can't wait.
We can do this while the war on terrorism is going on, because if we don't, we think that the mistakes of the past will revisit us.
In recent days, the FBI and CIA have each faced accusations of dumping blame on the other. As they emerged from their meeting, lawmakers acknowledged that so-called finger-pointing might not be productive. At the same time, they observed that a certain kind of finger-pointing might be essential right now. Democrat Jane Harman is a member of the House Intelligence Committee.
On my mind is, how do we look backward to help us look forward to prevent the next wave of attacks? I think that is what Americans will insist on, that this government correct the systemic problems we obviously had, the way we didn't share information, the way we don't have databases that are connected, the way we have separate cultures in our agencies.
Congressional investigators are still not convinced that the U.S. had enough information to foil the September 11 attacks. But lawmakers say they're just beginning to examine the evidence. As soon as this week, the man who was coordinating U.S. counterterrorism efforts on September 11 will meet with congressional intelligence committees. Kofor Black is a longtime agent of the CIA. For 3 years, he directed the CIA's Counterterrorism Center. That's an office that was supposed to help federal agencies share their plans and information. It is the place where CIA agents actually did work side by side with officials from the FBI, the State Department, the Immigration Service, and other agencies. For example, the Counterterrorism Service gathered information in January 2000 when the CIA monitored the movements of two men who turned out to be hijackers. The center was involved in an attempt to notify the FBI about them, but no broader warning went out to the rest of the government for months. By examining this and other cases, Congress hopes to learn if the kind of information investigators are revealing now could have been learned in time to prevent a disaster. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.